the Financial Sense Lifetime Income Program. Now, here's the Financial Sense News Team, Jim Poplava and Chris Prytower.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jim Poplava, and welcome to this week's edition of Lifetime Income.
I'm Chris Prytower. You know, tax season is over, and summer's now here, and right now, you're probably thinking about vacation. So today, we're going to be talking about a different vacation, a vacation from taxes, and how to avoid the coming tax increases that you're going to face in the next decade. You've been told that you'll pay lower taxes when you retire, but increasingly, this may not be the case, since many of you will be facing higher taxes in the years ahead.
And you know, Chris, I don't care whether it's a Republican or it's a Democrat who controls government in the next decade. The plain message is your tax bill is going to be going up. Now, why would I say that? The reason is that entitlements and interest on the debt are going to consume 100% of government revenues by 2026, and that's from the Congressional Budget Office. The reason the government has made promises it will not be able to keep unless drastic reforms are enacted now, which probably is unlikely. Congress usually doesn't do anything until a crisis erupts rather than making the hard choices necessary to avoid a crisis. And remember, we're in a presidential election cycle. That's when politicians kiss babies and hand out lollipops and give out free stuff. Here's where the problem comes from. Social Security and Medicare have fewer workers paying into the system as our population ages. For example, in 1960, there was 5.1 workers paying into the system for every worker receiving benefits. By next year, there will only be 2.6 workers supporting every retiree receiving benefits. Now, recently we did a show on this. The Social Security trustees have issued a report this year that says unless changes are made soon, by 2035, benefits will have to be reduced by 25%. In 2016, this will show you how much things have changed. Just in 2 years, in 2016, 82% of every tax dollar was spent on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid and interest on the debt. By next year, that figure will rise to 92%. So why is it going up from 82% of every dollar of tax revenues to 92% in just a few years? A couple things. Number one, back in 2016, the Fed just raised interest rates once. In 2016, we were at 0% interest rates. We were at the lowest interest rates in history. Number two, every single day, 10,000 baby boomers are heading into retirement. So that's putting more strains on the system as more people go on Medicare and Social Security. Now, according to the Congressional Budget Office, if Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid go unchanged, the government will be forced to adopt a 3-tax bracket system. Brace yourself. The CBO says we will have to go to a 25%, 63%, and a 90% tax rate. Now, if you think this is hyperbole, let me take you back to the time in 1960 when the tax brackets were from a low of 20%, they went up to 69%, and the highest tax bracket, brace yourself, was 91%. Yep, in 1960. Now, those brackets go all the way back to the Great Depression of the 1930s. Actually, the highest tax bracket during the Depression was 94%. I mean, whoa. That's why a lot of Hollywood stars back in those days would make one picture, and that was it for the rest of the year because, you know, they'd get $100,000 a picture, and anything over $100,000 was taxed at 94% plus state taxes. So why would you go work if 100% of your revenues went in taxes? So this is an election year, and right now many of the Democratic candidates are talking about tax rates of 70 to 90%, citing the past tax rates I just mentioned. So like it or not, your taxes are going to be going up in the next decade. The government simply has no choice. They have made promises to voters that literally financially they're not going to be able to keep.
Well, they say that being warned is to be forearmed. So How does one prepare for massive tax increases? And really, whether you're retired, nearing retirement, or even a millennial just starting out in your working career?
Don't file a tax return.
And that'll solve the housing problem, because at least you'll have a cot in a cell.
Yeah, I know. So it gets rid of housing. No, let's start out with an easy one. We've talked about this in the past, but it makes more sense now. If you live in a high tax state like California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, the first thing you need to do is move to a no tax state. And it has never made more sense than today, where state taxes, as a result of the 2017 tax bill, they're no longer deductible on your federal tax return, and property taxes have been capped only $10,000. Now, I know a lot of you living in the Midwest, you're thinking, $10,000? Heck, I don't pay that. Well, if you live in a high congested state like California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, you can pay those kind of taxes. That's why states like Nevada, Texas, Florida are experiencing a great population influx as taxpayers revolt with their feet and they flee the high tax states and they're moving to where taxes are either lower or, in the case of like Nevada, there are no taxes. Now, if you are getting ready to retire, or let's say you just retired, or you're starting out your working career, move to a no tax or low tax state. Because number one, you're going to have more dollars in your pocket. That's more money you can save, whether it's for your kids' education, weddings, college, or your own retirement. It is just keeping more of what you make than giving it to those wasteful politicians who spend it. So that is, Chris, step number one.
That step, it does make sense, Jim, but not everyone can leave the state they live in. You know, for example, I have some family in California, that type of thing. What else can someone do if relocating is just not an option?
Well, the next step you can do, setting yourself up for a 0% tax rate, is set up a tax-free Roth if you qualify. Now, based on certain levels of income, they phase out your ability to put money into a Roth. However, that does not apply if you work for a company. Like in our own company, we have a Roth 401k option for employees. So rather than getting the deduction that they put money in, it can go into a Roth, and it doesn't matter what they make. They can put actually more than they can put into a Roth, and then the company contribution goes into a regular 401k. Now, if you're retired, you should consider converting your IRAs to Roth IRAs. That way, you're going to do a number of things. You're going to build up a tax-free source of income, and you can avoid the high tax trap of required minimum distributions later on in life, because beginning at age 70 and a half, all the way to the day you pass on, the amount that you'll be taking out of your IRA will increase as a percentage each year. And for many retirees, it actually puts you in a tax trap and you're faced with permanent high taxes. I had a case where we had my client basically drain his IRA during the early years prior to retirement and before selling his business. Now, by converting his IRA to a Roth, he now enjoys tax-free income, and we're using high dividend-paying stocks like some of the telecom stocks that pay 5 or 6%. Imagine get 5 or 6% tax-free. And those dividends are completely tax-free because they came from his Roth. But we also had a plan put in place before he retired, so when he did sell his business, he lived in a tax-free state like Nevada. He already had a home on Lake Tahoe, so we just had him change his residence 2 years before selling his business. So we made his IRAs tax-free and avoided a 10% California tax when he sold his business for a lot of money. Now today, he's getting 5 to 6% tax-free from his Roth IRAs. We also set up a ladder tax-free bond portfolio in tax-frees, so that's tax-free. And he also has a dividend portfolio where the first amount of those dividends are also tax-free. So he pays no state income tax living in Nevada, and so his Roth is tax-free, his munis are tax-free, and close to $80,000 of his dividends are tax-free. So, I mean, he does get Social Security, but he's got a standard deduction of $24,000, which basically covers most of his Social Security. It's a little bit higher than that, but in this case, Chris, he's in a 0% tax bracket. It took 3 or 4 years to get there, but now he's there.
If you're not able to move to a tax-free state at this point, you still can set up a Roth IRA if you qualify. You can roll over your IRA to a Roth, or you can participate in a company Roth 401k plan. But apart from those three things, what other steps, tax steps, can be taken to get you to that 0% tax bracket, just like the client you mentioned?
You know, we talk about it here often on the program, but under the new tax law, dividend-paying stocks as personal investments is another way to get tax-free income. If you're single, the first $39,375 of dividend income or capital gains are taxed at zero. For a married couple, that figure is $78,750. So like my wealthy client, we set him up so he doesn't pay taxes on his dividend income from his Roth IRA, no taxes on close to $80,000 of dividend income he receives, no tax on his muni bond income, and as a resident of Nevada, no state taxes. So Chris, for the first time in his life, is paying zero taxes.
Well, then let's revisit that. We mentioned living in a tax-free state, a tax-free Roth, tax-free bonds, even dividend-paying stocks up to a certain limit. Would you say that's pretty much it then in getting someone to zero tax rates?
Not quite done, Kemosabe. There's also a LIRP. Now, that LIRP stands for Life Insurance Retirement Plan. Now, LIRP is basically an accumulation tool that shares many of the tax-free attributes of a traditional tax-free Roth IRA. Not only are distributions tax-free, but they don't contribute or count on the income thresholds that trigger taxation of Social Security.
What exactly is a LIRP, though?
You know, it's essentially a life insurance policy. It's a special kind of life insurance policy that's designed to maximize the accumulation of cash within the policy's growth account. It turns basically life insurance upside down. Instead of having a big life insurance benefit, it has a large cash value benefit. So you have to have a little bit of life insurance in there in order to meet the IRS requirements. Now, when used for tax-free accumulation, it has many of the tax-free benefits now found in traditional retirement plans. For example, there's no contribution limits, there's no income limits, there's no legislative risk. This has all been proven in courts and upheld. Where we see a lot of these are with corporate CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. In the latest survey, 85% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies utilize the LIRP as one of their primary retirement planning tools. And you got to remember, these guys are getting high compensation. They get million-dollar salaries. You can imagine what kind of tax bracket that puts them in, especially if they live in California. Think of some of these tech executives at Google or Apple. So this is one way a company can set up a plan and allow these executives to save for their retirement without paying. Like, for example, if you're a top-earning CEO in California, you're probably paying 57% in taxes combined with federal and state. So if you earn too much money or lack the necessary income to contribute to a Roth IRA, for example, if retired, the LIRP could be a very powerful tax-free alternative. We're working on a case right now with a very successful, highly compensated doctor. Now, we've maxed out his pension plan. We created a Roth 401k, which he contributes to, and then the company portion of the contribution or matching contribution goes into a regular 401k plan. And when he retires, the goal will be to convert that portion to a Roth when he retires. And he's also going to move to a tax-free state. We're not sure at this point if it's going to be Texas or Nevada. He's got a son that is attending SMU, so he's looking at Texas. But we also set up a LIRP, which he contributes to setting him up for a 0% tax bracket when he retires. The other thing, too, I want to point out, the LIRP can also be used to handle long-term care tax-free later on in life if it is needed. The real key to all of this that we're talking about here is working with a qualified advisor like ourselves or others, because you have to be careful how this is done. And if you're converting, for example, an IRA to a Roth conversion, you want to make sure you don't trigger the higher tax brackets, because there's a big jump from 12 to the 24% bracket, and then from the 24% bracket, you jump to the 32. Now, 32 at federal, if you are in a state like California that has a 9.3 minimum tax going all the way up to 13.3, What you don't want to do is pay 40% out in tax. So you really want to do some tax planning and how you do this. Typically, with a lot of our clients, we will have them, when they retire, they're in the lower tax bracket. We will have them take out just enough each year to keep them in the lower tax bracket. It may take 4 or 5 years, depending on how large their IRA is, to get them into all of that into a Roth. And here's the other advantage of a Roth IRA. At age 70 and a half, a regular IRA, you have to take out minimum distributions that go up each year. This is why it's a tax trap for many individuals. With a Roth IRA, there are no minimum distributions. So you could just leave it accumulate for your heirs. You can let it accumulate later on if you need it for health care, or you can just let it accumulate and pass it on to your children. So the cases I've discussed here, here's the key thing. It involves a lot of planning in advance of actually retiring if you want to retire tax-free. Now, my Nevada client took 3 years to put all of his plan in place. My doctor client is on a 5-year plan to be totally tax-free when he retires. So it takes planning, it takes time, it takes discipline, but it's possible to get into a tax-free bracket. Now, here's the thing I want to warn you. The next presidential campaign is going to be all about taxes and entitlements. From tax rates of 70 to 90%, we're currently at 37, double taxation and a new death tax, taxing more of your Social Security benefits. So I'm just warning you now, your taxes are going to be going up, and depending on who wins the election, you could face massive tax increases. You can't have free college, free medical, free homes, free income without higher taxes. Nothing is free in life, as you know. Somebody ends up paying, and that is usually you, the hardworking taxpayer. The unfortunate thing about all of this, it's just not that. The politicians are after more of your income, and it's also because many Americans are going to run out of money in their 401k and IRAs much faster than they think, all because of not understanding math and how it applies to their own retirement.
Well, and I think that's, for a lot of folks, it can be overwhelming, and maybe people are concerned that they're going to miss some critical component in figuring out the math. So, Jim, for our listeners, let's take a moment to go through some of that math.
All right. Let's take, for illustration purpose, we'll make it this easy. Let's just say you live in, a state where you need $100,000 to retire, which in California is nothing. So you need $100,000 to live on to pay all your expenses. Now, let's say you're in a combined 30% tax bracket, which would be 24% federal and 6% state. 6% state is the average state income tax bracket in this country. So on $100,000, they keep only $70,000 after taxes. Now, the average person thinks, okay, well, if I need $100,000, then I need $130,000 if I want to pay their taxes. The figure actually is much higher. Now, if you have a pencil and paper, I'm going to give you a formula that you really need to understand. This formula is how much you need to have whatever income you need to live on. So in the example I just gave you, the $100,000, what you do is take 1 minus your tax bracket. So in this case, I was using a 30% tax bracket. 1 minus 0.3 equals 0.7. If you divide the $100,000 you need by 0.7, you actually, I'm going to round this off, you need $143,000 to have $100,000 after paying your taxes. So as a result of not understanding this formula, Chris, and how it works with taxes, a lot of Americans are going to be running out of money in their IRAs and 401ks much faster than they thought. Most of the plans we're working on now with high net worth individuals, high earning professionals, top executives at corporations, we're preparing them as much as possible to be in a 0% tax bracket when they retire. Taxes are going to be going up dramatically if the election changes who runs the White House and Congress. And they want to raise them from higher income tax brackets, higher death taxes, annual asset taxes on wealth, carbon taxes, gas taxes, you name it, taxes are going to be going up. So if you can think of something to tax, our politicians are looking at new areas to tax. We just lost, for example, with the Trump bill, most of our itemized deductions with the Trump tax bill. What comes next is higher tax rates. The only problem, this time you don't have the tax deductions. You don't have state tax deductions anymore. You have a limit on property tax deductions. You lost miscellaneous deductions. You lost personal exemptions. For example, prior to the 27 tax bill, the exemption per person was $4,050. Well, if you take an average family of four, that's $16,000 in exemptions, not counting the other things you got to deduct. Well, that doesn't exist anymore. Exemptions are gone. State taxes are gone. There's limits on property taxes. There's a limit on medical expenses. They have to exceed 10% of your adjusted gross. There's a limit on property casualty losses. All of that has been taken away. So this is a warning. You better start planning now, because your taxes are going to be going up in the next decade as a fiscal crisis hits the U.S. government, as the CBO has been warning us on.
Well, you know, some of the things you're talking about, Jim, things that can really reduce your exposure to taxes, some things that people consider loopholes, they're always worried about somehow getting caught or stung by some of these things. I mean, you've talked about Roth IRA conversions, tax-free bonds, dividends, all the way to a LERP. Are all of these things, just to put people at ease, are all of these things perfectly legal?
It is not only legal, but these tax provisions were put in place by Congress, as many Congress people use them and pay no taxes, just like many of their high net worth individuals. Have you ever wondered, if you're watching the evening news, you'll see a bunch of Congress people, they're, you know, with their spouses, and they go into a war zone? Have you ever seen that on the news, Chris?
I think I have.
You know why they do that?
No, I don't.
If you are a congressperson, or let's say you're in the military, or a civilian working for the government in a war zone, you step down off that plane in a war zone, all you have to do is say you spent some time there, get your pictures taken, guess what? You pay no taxes on your income for that year.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
Well, that's why you see them going to this. I'm thinking, why would these people be going into a war zone? If I was in Congress, I don't think I'd want to do that unless maybe I was on the Intelligence Committee or, let's say, the Committee with Military Appropriations. I always wondered why they did that. Well, there's a reason. If they do that, they pay no income taxes on their salaries, not to mention they have tax-free expense and travel accounts. They have special pensions. They have special Medicare, medical plans, not like you and I. Ever wonder why they become millionaires? I think, what was the figure? Everybody in the Senate is a millionaire. And there are a lot of people in Congress that are millionaires. Why? They take advantage of the loopholes they create for their lobbyist clients who fund their campaigns. They are exempt from insider trading rules and a lot of the tax laws that ordinary Americans are stuck with. So my advice is, do what politicians do and take advantage of the provisions they write into law to lower their contributions, their tax brackets, as well as your own.
Well, that is some good advice, Jim. And I know that there are folks listening that are benefiting from this. But if there are listeners getting ready to retire, or maybe they're retired and they want to get into that 0% tax bracket you're talking about, maybe even lower their taxes in general, how can they get in touch with your tax advisory team?
Very simple. We have a toll-free number, 888-486-3939. And I just want to point out, the time to start doing this is, you know, if you're 50 years old, you need to be setting a plan up so that when you retire, you're going to be in a 0% tax rate. Whether it's planning on moving from a high-tax state to a no-tax state, maybe taking advantage if your company has a 401k Roth plan. By the way, if you do, you can put $25,000 a year into a tax-free Roth.
That's a pretty healthy amount.
Well, let me just give you an example here. If you were to put $25,000 a year into a tax-free Roth, let's say you're age 50, and you did that for 16 years until you're age 66. And let's be real conservative and say you made 6% on your money. Chris, at retirement, you would have almost $700,000 in a tax-free Roth that you could invest that could produce anywhere from $35,000 to $40,000 a year of tax-free income. And let's say it gets even better. Let's say you're working with a company and they match your contributions up to a certain level. Let's say if you're maxing it out age 50 where the limit is $25,000, let's say the company matches 3% of your salary. They're putting in, $6,000, $10,000 a year into a taxable IRA when you retire. When you retire and are in a low tax bracket because now you have a Roth, what you do is you convert the remaining IRA to a Roth. Now that is all tax-free. And of course, you move to a tax-free state, so you eliminate state taxes. Chris, this is a lot easier to do, but once again, it is going to take planning. You better have a plan. You better work with a qualified tax advisor like ourselves or somebody else that knows how to do this because you need to understand how those math formulas work with the tax brackets so you don't get walloped with a big tax bill.
Well, the solutions you're mentioning, these don't make minor changes. These are really dramatic things you're talking about that can really benefit someone and reduce or eliminate that tax burden. So I do want to encourage our listeners to call that number. Again, it's 888-486-3939. Also, on tomorrow's program, we've got a very special guest. We've got Mark Kantrowitz. He's a nationally recognized expert on student financial aid, scholarships, student loans. Now, we've had him on the program before, and if you remember him, he really knows his stuff. He's probably one of my favorite guests because he clearly tells you what to do. So be sure to listen to tomorrow's episode with Mark Kantrowitz talking about student financial aid, scholarships, and student loans.
All of that coming up on tomorrow. In the meantime, on behalf of Chris Prytower and myself, we'd like to thank you for joining us here on Lifetime Income. And by the way, we do appreciate your input. As I mentioned, if you have a topic you would like to see us cover here on Lifetime Income that maybe relates to something you're interested in that we haven't covered or you would like to see more coverage on, write to us at Financial Sense. And or let's say a particular guest or author you would like. Next week, we're going to cover a topic submitted by one of our listeners. Congress just passed a new retirement bill that's going to affect your retirement. And we're going to get into the weeds and talk about the details of that on next week's program. So we do appreciate having your input and we love hearing from you. So if you'd like us to cover, if it's something even if we don't know anything about, we'll do the research, find the experts and bring them on the program to answer your questions. In the meantime, we hope you have a pleasant week.
The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.